Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and tonight we're going to have a very interesting guest, Marcia Schaefer. Many people who are familiar with Camelot will know Marcia. She has been interviewed by Camelot, and so you can go onto our website and find the interview with her if you go to the Camelot Library and hit the drop down and go look for her name, Marcia Schaefer. You will find her interviews. And she is an intuitive, a contactee, and she is also a person who consults with executives, top executives around the world, on sort of the changing paradigm, I guess you might say, and discusses with them some of their own intuitive information as well as their possible ET contacts and so on. And she has a very well-rounded view of the future and where we're going as a society, and what the potentials really are for us as a planet, I guess you might say. And so I think everyone will find this very interesting. She's always somebody that we actually called her interview Ground Crew 101 because it in many ways she's able to translate between sort of consensus reality and the sort of reality that people in sort of in the Camelot milieu that we take for granted, that these so-called consensus reality people that inhabit the old paradigm, in my view, really are not up to speed on. And so she's a great person for bringing them up to speed. And then sometimes they are already there, and she has obviously a lot of star seeds and so on that she deals with. So so it should be a very, very fun show. And I'm hoping that the chat on my website might be operational. That would be on the Camelot forum, so that people could also write in there and chat while the show's going on, as well as possibly put in questions. And we will take questions for the audience on the last hour of the show. So so stay tuned for that. So hopefully we won't have too many glitches with regard to my connection tonight. And I guess that all depends on how interesting the show is and whether or not we cross any lines or whatever. So let's see how that goes. Otherwise, there's all kinds of craziness going on, as most people will know. And I do want to let people know that we have a brand new interview out. It's my second part with Michael Schratt, and he is a military aerospace historian, is what he calls himself, and he's a very interesting guy, and he spent many years investigating black aircraft and other secret projects that are being developed by the military. He has great documentation, and I think you'll enjoy the interview, so I encourage you to watch it. We'll be right back with Marcia Schaefer.
Don't leave me. Look around. Choose your own ground.
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. and get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Freedom Files. Weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central
on American Freedom Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Marcia Schaefer, I believe. Marcia, are you there?
I'm Carrie, good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's a little bit hard to hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
And so you're having trouble hearing me?
You're quite faint. Yeah. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Okay, well, they've got an engineer there. As far as I know, I'm okay over the air. So I'm not sure. Are you on Skype or are you on a phone line?
I'm on a phone line.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with that. I've got my volume turned up all the way, so hopefully, I can hear you fine. So
okay.
I'm assuming that my engineer will let me know if there's any problem with people hearing you. So hopefully they can hear you fine, and unless I get a message to the contrary, we'll assume that.
Okay.
So with that in mind, how are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing just fine. How are things at your end at Project Camelot?
things are very interesting, as
I
always.
I say now. we'll get into that as the evening rolls on.
Yeah, I suppose you're
I have to say this up front, that your audience is in for a bit of a treat, because I don't know if they know it or not, but I know Carrie somewhat, and I tend to be somewhat guarded, but because I know Carrie, I probably be a little bit more open, and you may get a little more out of me tonight than people usually do.
Okay, well that's great. I mean, go for it. Let's go for it. So, at the moment, I've given you an introduction. I'm not sure you'd agree with it, but I'd like you to give your own introduction so that people understand, you know, how you're presenting yourself. And I have put your website. I've linked it to our on our front page of the site, and people will be able to visit you and get more information there. But can you give yourself an introduction for those who don't know?
Sure. You know, basically what I do is I say I'm probably the most unusual consultant that you've ever encountered, because how many people deal with aliens, pets, ghosts, and the future of business and still can keep one foot on the ground? What I do primarily is that I work with people who are looking at the world in a different way and want some answers and want to be able to make a difference. And because I have a very extensive business background, I'm able to take the people who have creative ideas and start up businesses and give them some very practical guidance so that they can really be successful at what they do. On the other side of the coin, I also work with these people and other people who just want to know more about the mystical side of life, because while I've had an everyday existence, like so many people, especially in your audience, I've had a very different type of pathway where I've really encountered a lot of things that are out of ordinary reality, such as a lifetime of extraterrestrial experiences and encounters firsthand, not channeling, but face-to-face situations. I've had all kinds of psychic involvement and development. And this isn't really anything all that unusual, again, to many of the people in your audience, because what the thrust of my work is about is that there's really something going on, and there seems to be an evolutionary leap taking place within the population, within a segment of the population. And for those people, you know, they're the people who will be listening to your show, who will be on your website looking for information. They won't be sitting down watching the American Idol runs tonight. They'll be sitting there looking for something else. So I'm basically taking people and giving them the skills to get ahead, showing them that they can have the courage and the success to build a better life, that it always just takes somebody going forward and saying, you know, I'm willing to do this, and, you know, and crafting them along the way. And there's a secondary part with that, too, is I also have a part where I do work with the animals and work very strongly in the animal welfare community trying to change the rights of animals, because I do have animal communication capacity. And when you understand how profound their lives really are, then it's hard to stand by and watch what goes on to them at the mercy of human beings.
Okay. Well, I at the moment, I just got slightly disconnected, so I'm going to say that I don't know all of what you just said. I know part of
it. Yeah, give us your resume. I'm sorry. It just went through the shredder.
I know. No, but I got the most of it. Just the last couple sentences I think I might have missed out on. But at any rate, if you are consulting with various people that are coming to you, maybe it'd be interesting for the audience to hear some of the kinds of people that are coming to you, and maybe the levels at which they ask for your consultancy, I guess, you know, your assistance.
That's a good point, because that is what is so fascinating about this. The people that I am working with are not people who are traditionally someone you'd expect in the New Age field, you know, a massage therapist, a crystal healer, somebody who's into this type of thing. I'm dealing with attorneys. I'm dealing with physicians. I'm dealing with executives. I'm dealing with very highly educated and trained professionals, along with a large segment of the general population, along with people who are developing small businesses and creative entrepreneurial ventures. You know, I'm dealing with people who are looking at wanting to get into new healthcare systems, doing things differently, alternative lifestyle communities. When I say alternative, I'm not referring to the sexual persuasion. I'm talking about, you know, the green persuasion in terms of being environmentally sound. You know, I'm looking at people who are wanting to live life the way that so many of us want to live life on this planet, and teaching them how to build the parallel infrastructure that goes up besides the old one that really seems to be crumbling at this point and I think is going to fall down even further in the future. So, you know, these are very intelligent, articulate people. I'd say 40% of them are probably, if not more, still in mainstream society, working conventionally. Some of them are getting, you know, still in their educational process. Some of them are not. The other thing that is important to be aware of is this is a worldwide phenomenon. I'm working in over 40 countries. It's probably higher than that. I haven't counted up in a long time. Last time was 40. So worldwide, people are questioning. They're looking at things and saying, this isn't right. This isn't the world I want to live in. At the same time, they're having profound personal experiences, extraterrestrial contact situations, psychic awareness, you know, profound visits from these, some types of other beings, you know, and they're trying to make sense of it all. So, you know, there's a lot going on, you know, and every field you can think of, you can name a field, and I can bet you I've worked with someone from that particular area. You know, engineers, architects, teachers, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, people, the mistake that's being made socially right now is that people are thinking that this is a very isolated situation of the people who are getting restless. You know, they look at something on the other polar extreme, like you look at the Tea Party type of politics, and you say, you know, this is a very strongly developed group, an allowed group, but they're not all that big. They're somewhat growing. You look at the other end of the spectrum and people that I've been describing, this demographic, we're talking not just regionally United States, we're talking 40 countries worldwide, that there is something very profound happening over the past couple of years in particular. Now, I've been doing this since 1996, but in the past 2 years there's been an acceleration like I can't believe. So there's something profound happening worldwide right now with the population on this planet. And many times you'll find someone saying, well, it's a DNA activation and we're going into the 18th to the third power dimension. I don't think it's something quite as esoteric as that. I think it's something that we can explain within the current science and phenomenon that we know today, but we still have to acknowledge that something out of the box is happening here.
Okay. Well, I think it's, you know, it's wonderful that you're contacting and that they're contacting you, the people that are not necessarily going into or going to fit into, say, the Camelot spectrum.
Oh, let me interrupt. You'd be surprised. I, you know, sometimes I'll say, you know, where did someone like you find me? And you'd be surprised a lot of times out of their mouth, oh, I found you on Project Camelot.
Well, that I assume you're going to get those for sure. And that's lovely. And I have to say that, that you know, you've made a great impression on many, many people, and that's great. I mean, the thing is that we're talking about something that is beyond sort of this this sort of tubular separation of society into different classes and groups. In other words, something that supersedes all of that.
Definitely.
And is
definitely
a worldwide phenomena, and it does have to do with consciousness. And it is something that you do have impact your everyday life, and that includes the work you do. And so I think that bringing that to the forefront and wrapping that all together so that people can start to package that and start to understand it and then start to apply it to a workable model, so to speak, is a very valuable
thing. I agree with what you're saying. You know, what I'm about is taking people to the next step of action. Every time somebody has a session with me, it's different than they often expect with this type of thing because it goes into action. So, you know, this is great. We've looked at all this. You know, just to recap for your audience, what I didn't add is that I can just look at somebody or their image of in a photograph, and I can see their other incarnational lifetimes, their major soul lessons for this lifetime, and I bring that into the work I do. But then it goes into, so how are you going to make a difference now? You know, you were born at this really powerful time in history, and what are you going to do with your life to make a difference now for the future, for yourself and for others? So for me, it's all about action. It's beyond talk. It's beyond ruminating. It's beyond self-meditation. This is the action phase, and this is where the people come to me and where I work with them in terms of getting them into real movement models so that we're going forward with a different type of future, I hope, for our society and for our planet.
Okay, and many people will ask me and will want you to talk about 2012, the next year going up towards 2012 and beyond, simply because, you know, that's going to be on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be too bad when it's over because then there's going to have to be the next thing. You know, 2012 is an interesting take because it provides people a focus for a specific date, a real concrete date where they think, poof, their lives are going to change. I look at it very differently in terms of we've been in the midst of tremendous change for a period of time, you know, starting with 2027, you know, 2008, is when it really has begun. Now, when you talk about 2012, what everybody really gets into is where the media has also focused in terms of the cataclysmic Armageddon-type approach. Generally, I say a couple of things about it. One is that, all right, if this pathway were to happen, what are you going to be able to do about it? All you can do now is, if there were to be this great Armageddon type of situation, you need to live your life now with all the power that you have. And if there isn't this great Armageddon situation, why would you have wanted to waste your time for something that didn't come to pass? Now, are there going to be earth changes? Possibly to some degree. You know, we are absolutely seeing things in terms of earth changes that have been going on for years. You know, the planet has gone through a long evolutionary process. People tend to forget that because we've had some degree of stability for a time. You know, there was a period of time when you couldn't walk without there being an earthquake or the earth rending in half long, long time ago. But now we're used to more stability, and in the past few years, we've seen a lot of reporting on things that we hadn't seen before. So, you know, is there going to be more of this? Potentially. But, you know, there are going to be things that we won't, if it happens, you know, you're going to have to deal with it and not be terrorized. I don't think that you have to liquidate your assets and run for the hills like people are saying. Some people are choosing to do that. I think it's more important to sit here and look at how do I want to change life? How do I want to live? Because if nothing does happen to that great cataclysmic degree, we're going to have to go on and move forward anyway. So it's a matter of candidly hedging your bets. You know, you can't do anything about a great cataclysm that's coming. You know, and, you know, if it doesn't happen, then why should you have ruined your life for it? So
right.
I am believing in going forward. You know, this is a time when I've said for years, we have to know how to live life in a manner that is, you know, building a fire by rubbing two sticks together and also being able to swap out your hard drive on your own. So we need to be not dependent and reliant on advanced technology, but using it as an effective tool to lead us towards the future and at the same time knowing how to live a life that, you know, if some things go out resource-wise, we can deal with it. You know, there's not a mass type of panic. We've lived in a very piggish way upon this planet. You know, we've not been discreet about how we use the resources and how we've treated other species and what we've done to what's been available for us to live and to support ourselves. And so now I think that the biggest swing is going to be towards resource consumption, and we have to take a look at, you know, not being able to be as wasteful as we were is one of the main pathways we have to go down and look at that. So there's a lot of things out there. The thing is, it's all about change, and it's about, you know, a lot of people want to hang on to the old way of life, but you can't. That's the hardest part. They're desperately, desperately fighting to hang on to this old way of life, and no matter what comes forth in the future, it's not going to be, you know, going to the mall for entertainment, you know, the type of superficial life that we've had. We're going to have a more sobering reality for the future.
Yeah, I think that there's also the aspect that talks about what you're doing with people where they do begin to sort of re-engineer their own lives and their own missions, so to speak, to focus on the possibilities in the future and take those into account and still move forward in creating a new society, which is happening. And so, in other words, I love that you want to concentrate on the here and now, because I think that there are a lot of people that are living to some degree in a fear scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a real issue. And with change comes a lot of fear with a lot of people. And
here's a good point for us to concentrate on, because this is something that we collectively as a species have to deal with. When you bring up the fear, it's not even just the fear scenario for now. You know, a lot of people talk about the enslavement of the human race, and that's always been done historically, thousands and thousands of years, by keeping the human mammal in a fearful type of mindset. There's not going to be enough. I won't have enough housing. I won't have enough food. I won't have enough Jimmy Choo shoes. Or, you know, back thousands of years ago, I won't have enough, sheep in my flock, whatever. And there's been simple ways to keep us fearful, and there's been some very sophisticated ways in terms of the threat of terrorism and the threat of...
Okay, Marcia, I'm sorry. We're going to go to a break right now. We'll be right back. And this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Marcia Schaefer from the website beyondzebra.com. Yes, .com. Marcia, are you there?
Yeah. We left off. We were talking about fear being the lock that was holding the human race enslaved.
Yes, not light material, but go right ahead. Why don't you continue?
Cause well, what I just wanted to say is, you know, this is what people have done. They've always allowed themselves to be paralyzed, and this is really the time for heroes to emerge, and everybody has to be their own hero. You know, and part of being able to break that paralyzing fear that others try to put on us to keep us behaving in a certain way means that we're, you know, people are going to have to start looking into this greater reality that, you know, they take them down that pathway. And, you know, finding out what are the universal principles that have been kept hidden from us, that have been told, you know, this is either magic or evil or it doesn't exist, and find out what some of those laws are that impact us and our lives and our ability to act and create reality and build the future, and bring that into balance, lose the fear, and be able to live in a more empowered lifestyle. So, you know, we need to think differently, we need to act differently, and we need to not be afraid of exploring. You know, we're like metaphorically when people were told that the earth was flat, you couldn't go too far, you'd have to fall off. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Carrie.
Hello.
Okay, can you hear me? As Verizon says, can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if it was just me that was dropped off or both of us.
Okay. I don't know either, but just basically the saying is that, you know, to recap quickly, is that people don't have to be able to lose their fear of looking into even the greater reality and the universal principles that are hidden from us in the great, you know, unknown world, so that they can understand that, you know, things aren't so scary out there and that they can be empowered to create their own reality. But you know, again, you know, people talk about the power of fear, but the whole race has been enslaved by that fear. And by getting knowledge and information out there, or encouraging people just to think and look at things differently, that's the first step. Because, you know, we've just been fed so much swill over thousands of years, and we prefer to take that swill rather than ask for a better diet.
Okay, well, I think that there is plenty of people, and they're more every day asking for a better diet, as you call it. And I'm looking at your website, and I'm noticing that you also deal, you know, you deal with technology, you deal with going forward in the future, and considering the fact that we are becoming a galactic community, and that we have neighbors out there, and that that requires a different approach. And I wonder if you could talk about that.
Well, you know, that is such an important aspect for getting man to rematrix the way he looks at himself and his life on this planet, is getting him out of thinking that he's just this tiny speck on this planet. I happen to know firsthand, because I've had contact since childhood and I've had experiences with different races, I know that it's out there. But that's, you know, I'm in the small majority. The people who've had direct contact experiences, though there are many of them, thousands of them across the planet, we're still a smaller percentage. And the rest of the population doesn't know that. Many of them at this point, where we've come and advanced in the 21st century with technology, with understanding and looking at the world at large, have come at this point to get away from the ridicule factor, and many of them will say, I think there's something out there, I just don't know what it is. But when we get to the point where it is out in the open, that it is acknowledged through whatever means, then man is going to have to look at himself differently because, one, he has to take himself out of the paradigm that he's the king of the castle. He's not. He's going to meet other species that don't live in a silent world, that are intelligent, that are functioning, that have other advanced civilizations of all different types and natures, and he's going to have to put himself in a different perspective of who he is and what life is about. So looking at the great cosmos, right now it's just this great, dark, vast, unknown thing out there. But we're going to learn a lot more about it, so it's not this vast, great, dark, unknown thing. We're going to have to learn to rethink not only space, but time. And as I was referring to before, some of what are sometimes called the universal principles, those hidden cosmic laws that impact us. I mean, before Galileo, you know, had an encounter with an apple, gravity existed, but it wasn't known as a defined law or principle that governed some of the behavior on the planet. And so there are other aspects out there that impact us that we don't know about. We're going to also, as I said, have to look at, you know, time maybe not being so linear. When we come in contact with these other beings that are able to do the things they do, that whole knowledge is going to be brought to us in a way that we haven't encountered it before, because, you know, how could a being be between dimensions? How could they be in front of us and we not see them? These things that have been science fiction will soon have the word fiction dropped off the end and they will just become science. You know, almost everything that's in science at one point was science fiction or told to be impossible until the times and resources changed when things were able to be proven and were incorporated into the society. So when we look at that vast cosmos, it's going to give us, I think, a greater understanding and a greater humility of life on this planet. And I think, ideally, it will help rein us into a point where we'll be a little bit more humble and respectful of life and other life forms. This is where I bring in the animals so strongly because, you know, there are other species that live parallel with us here. And at the same time, if we can't even treat them with any respect for having their rights to a place on this planet, you know, how can we be expected to be treated with dignity by other species that come here? So, you know, it's going to be a sobering thing for a lot of people, but it's going to be very enlightening.
Absolutely. Well, and it's great that, you know, you do interact with other species, and I know that you and I had an interaction on that regard, right?
We've had so many conversations, I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
Okay, well, this is when I moved to Sedona, and I had some, actually, they were, well, what do you call them, tarantulas.
Oh! Oh, God, yeah.
Freaked out. Because, you know, I love animals, but this was just, like, so beyond the pale for me. And
living in a science fiction movie.
And I don't even know where they came from or what was going on, but they were there, that's for sure. And actually, I did some of the things you suggested, and it worked out very well for me.
So, you know, the spider and the scorpion are both highly intelligent. I live out in the desert area, and when there is one in my house, I usually know it because I can sense their presence. And within 72 hours, they've popped up somewhere, or a cat has seen them. But they're very, very intelligent for, you know, people who are tuned into that type of consciousness. And they made their presence known to you, and you kind of freaked.
Yeah, but I did tap. I was, you know, I'm an intuitive, and I did tap into that wavelength, and I was able to communicate my preference that they not come in my house.
Lucky you responded because when I do animal communication, one of the things I have to get across to people, you know, usually it's not insects, usually it's a four-footed, you know, cat, dog, or bird, or snake, or something. But what I have to get across to people is, okay, here's how animal communication works, but it's not any different. It's like if you brought your adolescent son in front of me and you wanted a change in behavior, there's some negotiation and understanding that has to go on, and they can turn and look at me like, screw you, lady, you know? And it, a consciousness, you know, an animal or an insect can say do the same thing, and so you were fortunate in that you got the desired results.
I understand that. I mean, you know, I think that that all has to do with, you know, the interaction and whatever you set out for yourself and what kind of learning curve there is. And I kind of got it really fast. just maybe out of necessity. I don't know how to describe it. But, yeah, it was quite interesting. And I have to say that that I just wanted to bring that point up a little more to clarify for people, because they might be just thinking, oh, she works with dogs and cats, and oh, isn't that nice, you know? But it's a little more complex than that.
Yeah, you know, in the insect world, it is a different type of consciousness. When I go into different types of life forms, it is different. Some of the most difficult ones I've ever had to communicate with actually is a snake. Your reptiles are very easy for me, but snakes, I can have a real hard time getting them to open up and making the connection for some reason.
Yeah. So I think that that's a very interesting aspect of what you do. But to get back to sort of human side of things.
And again, can you please speak up a little bit? Because I'm just having such a hard time hearing you.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I don't know if the engineer can raise my volume, but if they can.
I can hear better.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's lovely. So what I wanted to say is that I was also talking about working in the technology and in the space world. In other words, because given that we have – you are – I mean, a lot of people listening to this will know that you are the wife of Bob Dean, for example. And I know that you don't want to be known as that, and certainly I don't think you are at this point. But at the same time, that association indicates that you are aware of things like black projects and so on and so forth. And so what I want to say about that is that there are avenues where people can work in very advanced space programs that could, in fact, be opening up and happening on the public sector, for example, that can be just as adventurous, if not more so, in a different way. In other words, not with the end result of a military objective, for example.
Well, you know,
I wonder if you're dealing with people who
are you talking about the privatization of space?
I'm sorry?
Well, you know, one of the things when you talk about that, there's so many avenues we can go down, but one of them would be just the privatization of space.
Well, sure, that's one aspect. But yeah, I mean, wherever you want to go with that, I just think that talking about the approach to space, to being part of outer space, to be, you know, to space travel and to all the different aspects of the sort of that world, it's really a brave new world, and in many ways the private sector hasn't gone down that road to the degree that they could have.
Well, I see where you're getting at. The private sector, as far as the public knows, hasn't gone down that road, but there are many people embracing it. You know, there's several ways to look at this. I mean, one, you know, there are a group of people who are interested in it, yet they really don't have the resources or the funding to do it. But sometimes when I'm working with people, I'm planting seeds with them that they could go in a certain direction to get that. Now, moving in another direction, there are already well-established, very well-funded private enterprises that are deeply connected to space exploration, going out there. It's been out there for... I was told about it by extraterrestrials back in the early 90s that it was going to happen. I didn't actually believe them. But in the late 90s, you know, we did start to see, you know, that direction, you know, where some of the biggest billionaires on the planet have put their money in and become either partners or founded companies for that. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is that, you know, when you go into a major new industry such as the privatization of space, that always opens up corollary industries all along it that support it, that provide a lot of opportunities the example you'll sometimes hear me use is such as when there was the gold industry. You know, a lot of people went out to pan for gold, but one of the people who really got rich was Levi Strauss, who provided, you know, resources and materials to the miners who were going out there. So with the sudden growth spurt behind the scenes.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio. This habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and let me turn my volume up there. And Marcia Schaefer, are you still with me?
I am.
Okay, great. So we were talking about space, and we were talking about privatization.
Yeah, and, you know, what you would ask me is basically, there are a lot of areas for people to go in and, you know, and I do pinpoint people in those directions to get them to start thinking about, you know, beyond the major arteries into space and the future field of exploration, some of the needs that are going to be there, not only in terms of going out into space, but back in terms of the people here on the planet and being able to deal with it and make the adjustment to being part of a cosmic community. So, you know, to some people, well, it may sound esoteric. There are going to be some very real needs and areas to develop in that at this point. As I said, you know, it's basically all about people right now just moving and acting and, you know, and stop saying, I want the world to be different, and choosing where they want to land and starting to do something about it. Most of the people I'm seeing today, they've got a really good feel for, you know, where they want to be and where they should be positioned. And there's been a good match-up with their skills, their experience, and their abilities to put them in certain places. It seems like a lot of this is naturally unfolding, I guess is what I'm driving at.
Yeah, I think that's true. I also think that a lot of people, I'm not sure, probably some of the ones that come to you are also getting, I'm not sure how you would want to term it, but perhaps mentoring or counseling by various ET races, that they've come here with a mission and that they are actually rolling it out as this time moves forward, and that in part that you may be encountering some of those.
Yeah,
people.
It's part of their reincarnational pathway. You know, there's people who are feeling this. They feel like they've been born with a purpose, you know, that there was something going on. Even those who are still flubbering over it, I'm saying, you know, whether or not you were born at a time of great change, you know, this is very much like being on the footpath just before the American Revolution broke out, and it was the birth of a new country that was experimental that hadn't been seen before. You know, this is how monumental the change is, but it's even much, much bigger than that. And so, you know, they know that there's something really big there. It's just giving them grounded focus so that they're just not lost and inundated in all the information or feeling overwhelmed by themselves. Actually, I'm moving into the second phase of the work I've been doing for the past 10 or 15 years, and I'm starting to move into bringing them together as a collective and as a group and knitting them together so they can harness the power collectively rather than being on their own. So that's what the next few months are about. I'm bringing out some work that's going to be up on the website and some opportunities for people.
That's really wonderful. And you have, I forget what you call it. I think you're calling it the BZ Salon.
The Beyond Zebra Salon. There actually is a formal name to it that's going to be announced when I put the new program up there. It's going to debut with, we're going to start off with a series of teleconferences, and what I'm working on now is there is so much information that I'm trying to condense it down into a workable program. So, you know, there's basically about 8-9 areas of reformation tracks that people are falling into, and I'm looking at organizing them along those pathways so that they can be in contact with their peers, their spiritual peers, and then their professional peers as well.
And I think that's wonderful. I think forming communities is really important at this time. And I think bonding together and also sort of working together and developing workable relationships that aren't just about, you know, sort of retreating from the current situation, but rather embracing it and building something new to look forward to as well.
So yeah, it's interesting because you did use the word retreat, and there it is kind of amusing when you think people say, I'm going on a retreat to learn this. Well, I'm sending you on an advancement.
Exactly. I think that there's it all has to do with how you look at these things, and I like the idea that there could be a community of people that are not just about folding up their tents and going and living on the, you know, sort of in with the least common denominator in terms of
they're working both sides of the fence. They're highly educated professionals with all types of levels of skills, but at the same time, you know, they're being practical in terms of, you know, what might fall out there in terms of society in the future. You know, we may have to get down to basics. I will tell you this, that a basic premise that we're all sharing is that there seems to be an indication that just maybe a real move back towards the bartering community. and because one of the tracks is actually the financial pathway and the new financial pathway. Understanding, you know, the science of money as it was, and then understanding, you know, the spiritual balance sheet incorporated with making your way on this planet, and that it's not about accruing a bank account, it's about having a valuable life, not only for yourself and what you're doing here. So, you know, and looking at this to disengage ourselves from this monstrosity that's been thrust upon us, you know, where we have to keep working and being enslaved for money to, you know, pay the bills and have a certain lifestyle. People are looking at, even if society does collapse on its infrastructure just a bit, is really starting to build up the parallel bartering type of society so that people's needs can be met and still keep a social level going. There's a lot of interest in that. So that's going to be one of the pathways and one of the tracks. You know, the current science of money, why things are different, why a particular subculture can live at such a high level at the expense of the others that are here as the rest of the population, and then how do you be able to build up a parallel infrastructure while that one's still in existence so that you can just shift over. On a practical standpoint, Carrie, I do not see how this current facade of, you know, the economic situation can be perpetuated. There is nothing
Absolutely.
Holding it up. This isn't even psychic intuitive. There is nothing holding up the current economic
situation. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, we're going to be back on the other side of the hour, and we will take phone calls at that time as well.
Just give me some truth now.
Topics. No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Control the output.
Control is good.
5.
Roger, copy.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience America.
American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Marcia Schaefer. Marcia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So we're going to be taking phone calls for anyone who's listening and wants to call in, and let me see if I can find the phone number for that. Hold on a second here. Okay, the number is 402-237-2525. So I'm afraid it's not an 800 number, but nonetheless, and I'll repeat it, it's 402-237-2525. And we will take your calls for the next hour along with Marcia Schaefer here. So, Marcia, we're talking about the collapse of the financial system here, at least in the United States. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, you know, basically all I just want to get across to people is that, you know, everybody's got to look at the information and make up their own mind, but one, there's nothing there. You know, how long can you go on running this? You know, this is almost like the biggest, I want to be careful what I say, but, you know, Ponzi scheme. You know, Bernie Madoff was nothing. I mean, there's just nothing there. Everything is broke. Every system is bankrupt. And so, you know, we just can keep printing money, you know, for as long as we want. But there's a point where there's consequences to it. People need to be prepared for that. And that's why I'm working so diligently and so hard and so fast to be getting people into the action stages and building up some of these parallel infrastructures so that we have the seeds of people who are prepared to be able to deal with this and then can be beacons for others. Doesn't mean the world is going to face the economic collapse. All I'm saying is it is my opinion that we're in for some very intriguing and challenging times, which are going to have a long-term lasting effect in changing our lifestyles on this planet.
Right. And so it is not just the United States that's involved here, because we are a worldwide financial community. I guess that goes without saying, but just to clarify.
Yeah, I think, you know, the United States is where, you know, it's going to sting some of the hardest because of some of the major, you know, entitlement programs and things that are here. But yeah, it's going to have a large effect. I've been looking with great intriguing interest on this latest episode of, you know, here we go, ding, 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 you know, wild alarms on WikiLeaks. When they really got my attention is when the banking stuff came out. And then I said, this is kind of the indicator I have been watching for. This stuff comes out, and it's some of the stuff that I think it might be, this is going to be like the start of a whole new world.
Okay, well, are you saying that you have some advance notice of some?
Not at all. I'm just saying it is just there are certain things that I have been given and those who I work with to look for that are indicators. You know, apart from the fact that I've had, you know, contact with other beings and, you know, there are certain indicators that will indicate the pathway that we may be going down. And I never really expected them to happen because I know that in order for us to be able to go in a new direction, that it's going to take a big shake-up economically, you know, worldwide. And, you know, I'm kind of a pessimist, even with all the stuff that I do, and say, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, mankind's so entrenched in this particular life.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with Marcia Schaefer.
With extended
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you own a jet ski and are tired of paying $40 to $50 for a gallon for two-cycle injector oil, it's time to switch to AMSOIL Interceptor. AMSOIL's Interceptor injector oil not only will save you money, the engine will run cleaner and cooler. The OEM oils lack in quality. Choose AMSOIL for all your applications, and you will feel the difference. Here's how to save money on your power sports products. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. Once you're at the site, choose the preferred customer option and see the direct wholesaler price. AMSOIL will send American Freedom Radio a commission based on your order, and you beat the OEM's price. You deserve to have some fun this summer. Choose AMSOIL for all your equipment and enjoy more trouble-free service. AMSOIL is the leader in synthetic oil and filtration. Tell your friends about AMSOIL and AmericanFreedomRadio.com today.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be. Something good has begun.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Marcia Schaefer from BeyondZebra.com. Marcia, we have a caller here, but we also have somebody who has sent me a message. So it's a very interesting message. I'd love to read the question
for
you.
Okay, can I just finish, though, the statement that I just wanted was started before?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, what I was said when I was... about to say is what is going to be so important about this is that if certain things are revealed, the average man in the street has got to take responsibility of understanding what goes on in the world, including financially, why things are the way they are, and determine that they don't want to have it anymore. So that's why I'm looking at if some of the exposure of the Swiss banking practices come out into the open, it's going to start a ripple effect, which just might get the energy to sway in a certain direction, which would have not short-term but long-term effects and perhaps making some changes. So in a nutshell, I mean, I could go on forever, but that's it. So tell me what the message is.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is, so that the person, actually the calls are starting to mount up, let me take the first caller, then we'll do the message, and then we'll, there's another caller after that. So here we go. Okay, caller, you are on the air. Your area code is 416, and you're talking to Marcia Schaefer and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. First, I'd like to say very quickly that I am very, very grateful that I have the opportunity to speak with you both tonight, as I have spoken to you both, Carrie and you, and Marcia, on separate occasions. And Marcia, if you happen to recognize my voice from the time I'm able to answer and ask and finish my question, I'd like that you keep my name private just because I have been a client of yours.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't recognize you at the time, but hello.
Well, that's... It's inconsequential because it's fine. So before I ask my question, I'd like to say that I am very proud to speak with such brilliant minds and, as they say, to walk on the earth at this time with such courageous minds and hearts such as both you, Marcia, and Carrie, and not to forget your partners, Sergeant Robert Dean and Bill Ryan. So to move quickly on to my question, Marcia, I remember that you had intimated to me when we had spoken of the incident of the Tokyo subway bombing a couple of years ago. Do you remember this event?
Yeah, I think I actually put it in my book.
Yeah, and you had mentioned that you had a dream a couple of weeks prior that that you had sort of seen, sort of you had a precognition of the event. Can you confirm
that? Yeah, just to recap real quickly for the audience, what he's sharing is that I had seen in great detail before it happened when there was the Tokyo subway gassing experience in the 1990s and that terrible tragedy, and had seen it in great detail, but since it hadn't happened yet, I didn't realize what it was I was seeing until it came to pass.
Okay, that's wonderful, Marcia. Thank you. So, and very quickly, this is my experience, and which will lead to my question. A couple of months ago, I had been experiencing some very strange dreams myself, and then I would wake in the middle of the night or in the morning and explain to my partner, you know, and having these very strange dreams that are so disturbing that I don't understand where they're coming from and I don't understand what they mean. And later on, I found to my very surprise that certain blogs that Carrie would write about in reference to, like, the life and times of Michael Prince on the James Casbolt blog would appear. And I was shocked to find that there were instances of my own personal dreams and personal life to be in those blogs. And I find it was so shocking and disturbing that the dreams continued, and that when the recent recent interview of Mr. Ryan and the alleged individual by the name of Charles had come on the scene and started sharing these strange incidents of, you know, something about a golf course and then different things that I had remembered seeing in my own personal dreams. My question is this, in relation to that, because this isn't about me and I'm not trying to seem special in any way, but it's very precarious to find that in such a time when personal spiritual hygiene and taking responsibility for one's own faculties and capabilities, that somehow, some way, these things were to seep into my personal experience at this point. And I think that it's that much more of a, maybe, an urge to all the listening members of the audience that these individuals that are speaking to us today are not, they're not, it's not, you know, just a bunch of hogwash, because now I have personal confirmation and experience that somehow I am somehow, I don't know if you want to say tapping in, I don't want to, because I'm not a meditator, you know, so when I see these things happening, they're very disturbing to me, and I'd like to get your personal perspective on how.
Yeah, I'd love to jump in right here, and also after the show, send me an email so I can remember who you are. And I'm sure I'll know immediately, oh, that was so-and-so. But what you're describing, this is where we bounce back into some of the more esoteric aspects while we also deal with the grounded aspects of what you're describing to me is something that's happening not just to you but also on a grand scale. Of while we're looking at great changes that are happening all around us on the Earth and the planet, I come from the premise that there's also great changes happening on the invisible realms and things that we are not aware of, and that there's a lot of rematrixing of time and the future and timelines and space and experience, and that you, as well as many others, are almost tapping in a kaleidoscopic type of way, it seems to me, in terms of other people's realities, your own realities, getting presentient events of the future, but almost having it mixed up in not coming in a real clean line, so that it's coming in almost fuzzy in terms of, you know, in aspects of your life and in dreams, and rather than having a very clear, and you know, message of, okay, on May 15th at 3 p.m., you know, this would happen. So I think what I'm trying to say is I think what your experience is something that a lot of people are experiencing in terms of opening up to that greater reality and the unseen side. And now it's about learning to use those abilities with greater precision, because there is this great advancement of a certain sector of the human race who are accessing what I call the paranormal skill set. And so now it's almost as if, all right, I've got this great fast car, but I better learn how to drive it so I can get where I want to go with precision. So as you're getting all these glimpses and things that you're seeing out there, it's also getting you to pay very close attention to some things on a personal level, so that you're able to say, aha, you know, I want to see what's going on because it has great relevance to me, and this isn't something that I just was making up or other people were making up. Is that making sense to you?
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am still here, and it does not only make perfect sense. I also want to just add and to maybe finish, because I know that there are other callers, and with respect to the time that you've given me, Carrie, is that there's something that really is special that's happening. And I say this, and I want to be very centered and grounded in my heart when I say this, because I know that I am not the only one, and I don't call with intentions to single myself out, because, like I said, I don't keep a good spiritual hygiene, you know, as a musician, and I am a musician, and we lead very, you know, sometimes disciplined, but many times, and myself, undisciplined lives. And so because of this, I've noticed that one guitar teacher once taught me that from discipline comes freedom. And once we discipline, once I discipline myself, I see that has a result in me becoming more masterful over my instrument. And just to close, that since the instrument now are these, the summation of our faculties, which is now a greater human experience, and I think once I personally can take responsibility, becoming more disciplined in those, then, like you said, these experiences will become more clear and with much more precision, and collectively we'll be able to see with much more clarity what these mysterious new times bring for us. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for calling. And again, as I said, drop me a line and tell me who you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
connect with you again.
Thank you very much. Oops. Okay. Hello. Let's see. Marsha, are you there?
I am.
Sorry. it's just my voice here. I have somebody who's written in a question, and it's rather long, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. But briefly, the person says that a psychic told them that they were an old soul from the Pleiades star system. And they are saying that they are around 33 years old and that they have a bachelor's degree. They've tried many different career paths. They're having trouble finding a relationship, and they're not happy in the corporate world, but they think they have a destiny in essence. But they've had multiple dreams of a post-apocalyptic world. They say hundreds of dreams where humans fight for survival, and they think perhaps that's their mission, but they're wondering if that's correct or what they're seeing.
Well, you know, what they bring up is, first of all, something that what they're going through is what thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, I'm being exaggerating, but so many people are going through. But in regards to the specific issue, what I do is I teach people to look at things from multiple perspectives. So I'm going to give you a double-pronged answer. One thing is, that is a potential scenario in front of us. You know, we never know what's going to happen, but at the same time, it may not be. It may be something that's out there in what a lot of people tend to call the astral levels, as a fear projection that has either been sent out there or has been just left out there by people feeling this that you may be tapping into. And there's a third piece that I always bring in people into. This is going to be very comfortable for your audience. It would not be comfortable for mainstream people. Many of us that I have seen through my work with people are reincarnated Atlanteans. Now, Atlantis is something that's still regarded as mythology because all the records of it are lost. But I've learned a lot from my sessions with people about different epochs during that time. From what I've seen is that there was a period of time where there was this great continent that did become submerged under the sea. And that a lot of people remember those end times in their unconsciousness. And that they're looking around and they're seeing a social civilization right now that is very similar to the one in which they lived, which is still buried in their unconsciousness. And they're seeing so much similarities, and their unconsciousness is going, I remember what happened last time. Uh-oh. And I think that there are also, on an esoteric level, strains of that coming through with what this person is tapping into and others. So in regards to the cataclysmic dreams, just because you have this really powerful experience doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. You could be tapping into a thought form, or it could be a potential future pathway. You don't know until it actually does come to pass. So that's why I bring you back to, okay, that may be a future scenario, or it may be a parallel reality for some people and not for others. Come back to the moment of now and do what you can at this moment in time to live a powerful life so that our future will be different. Stay focused on the moment right now, because if you really can create your reality, then you want to switch away from that and you want to try to bring in another track.
Absolutely. And I think that it's a very good point that people are possibly tapping into an alternate reality, a similar but parallel maybe timeline in which this is occurring. And I also want to say that there is, you know, there are a lot of tapes going out there that channelers tap into, as you know, Marcia, that are basically there to take you off track. And, you know, I know that it might be a little over the top to call it a reptilian input, but there definitely are tapes and trance-like information that's being broadcast around the planet by scalar waves and so on. And what you may be picking up on is exactly what they want you to pick up on, and it keeps you ineffectual. So you could be looking at it from that point of view.
No matter what the source is, this is again where I, you know, if you go to my tagline, it's think differently, then make a difference. And what I do is I teach people of you've got to look at information by walking around it and picking up the rock. And this is something that I've learned. When you have the opportunity to work with some very advanced ancient masters of wisdom that are out there, this is what they teach you to do through experiences. They teach you that things change all the time based on your perception and how you were looking at something. So you need to be smart, and you need to be looking at things from a rotational experience rather than this is what it is and this is what it will be. And it can become then something that is within your power and something very different rather than something that's controlling you. You control it. Are you there, Carrie? I don't know who's able to hear me and who's out there right now. But, you know, the whole point of everything that is going on around us is that no matter what befalls us, every moment in time that we have right now is giving us the opportunity to become more empowered, smarter, and wiser. And that's what it's all about. And it's about not giving away your power to anyone or anything. And the way to stop that from happening is to start looking at things from multiple perspectives, questioning things, questioning people. Whenever information comes to us, and we're going to have more and more need for this in the future, as new revelations come out, whether they are as extraordinary as extraterrestrial reality is confirmed, or as mundane as we're into a new aspect of the economic crisis, we are going to have to wonder, what is the truth? just what is really the truth? And how can I look at this from different perspectives so I can find the meaning that has the most relevance for me and will serve me the best way that it can? So, you know, when you listen to me, you listen to Carrie, you listen to anybody, all of us have to be questioned, and you just look at what we're offering as a particular perspective on a situation. So many of us are out there speaking what we spout off as ultimate truth and reality. Who are we to be so presumptuous to say that any one of us has the ultimate truth? We only have our knowledge for ourselves. We only have the learning that has come that we've learned how to deal with it in a certain way. And it doesn't mean it should be thrust upon any other person as their truth. And so the real wisdom, people, trailblazing right now, that you want to look for are the people who are putting the power back into you and just giving you new opportunities to look at things with new eyes rather than telling you what you must believe and what is out there. Because this is what the human has always done, is they've always taken...
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekday. Files.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
Do 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 do
answer to the theme. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Okay. Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Marcia Schaefer. Marcia, are you there?
I am there, but it sounds like I might have been floating solo for a while. I don't know. I was just talking to the background.
I know. This is it's fairly desperate. I am sure that we probably hit some rocky ground there. But at any rate, we're back. And thank you for hanging in there. So I think we lost the caller that was waiting in the process, at least according to my screen here.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be coming up. So that gives us a chance to continue on in some of these directions. And I wonder if there's anything you want to elaborate, because, you know, I think that there are people out there that aren't, in other words, the people that are contacting us, they're getting bleed-throughs, what I would.
Yeah, I use that term, too. Carrie, are you there? Okay, I'm back in the ethers again, and I don't know if I am on and broadcasting or if I'm the one that's dropped off here. It's like instead of Carrie being your host, Marcia's being your host right now. And, okay. Well, no, I think I'll just take the focus back again until Carrie comes on. What she was bringing up was the point that there is a lot going on. There's a lot going on the surface level. There's a lot going out there that we don't know of. And she used the term bleed through, which is when, you know, there's a lot of extraneous things that are kind of coming into our reality. And the bottom line comes down is, you know, how do we know how to interpret this? Bringing in the extraterrestrial strain again, I'm going to share an unusual situation that happened to me where they taught me how to look at this from a different perspective. Is that there was a time when I was given an experience where all kinds of things were happening around me. I was not here on Earth. I was in a situation with them. And I thought I had, wow, did I just have a profound experience? What was all that? I could hear different sounds. There was all kinds of noises and things that I could see. And what they explained to me is they had put me through almost like a simulation experience where it actually meant nothing, because what they wanted me to understand is that there can be situations that you encounter on your travels and your journeys out there which may have some significance somewhere along the line, but it's not relevant to you and on your particular pathway. So you have to be so careful and so cautious about how you interpret information as it comes to you. Because sometimes something may seem profound just because it's out of the ordinary, but it really isn't. And so, you know, that goes back again to the thread of which we're talking about in terms of we need to really wise up to what's around us, what's being fed to us, what we're choosing to incorporate as part of our total understanding of what's going on out there. Because, folks, I tell you, you think it's interesting now. I personally am of the belief system that it's going to get almost crazy in terms of things happening to us at light speed, in terms of people having one belief over here, another belief over there, things being thrust at us, institutions continuing to crumble, new technologies and infrastructure coming up on another level. It's going to be a lot of competing voices.
Yes, absolutely. I think that we're going to have, just as we're having with this radio show this evening, a lot of interference from various places. And I think trying to hold on to and keeping it all together in the midst of all of that's going to be a real challenge for people.
Yeah. And it's going to be so many competing thoughts, and that's why it's all about refining ourselves, each and every one of us right now. You know, it's kind of like, what was it during the 60s we said, you know, trust nobody, especially anybody over 30? So really the only one to trust is that inner voice within ourselves.
Yes, I agree with you. But at the same time, I also think that there's a laissez-faire attitude and the attitude of, to some degree, an observer when you encounter a situation in which it would almost require a high-level emotional response, but being able to see that's not really going to be helping yourself or others. And so I think that in moving forward, whether people don't agree on certain things, because I think disagreements during this time are really reaching a heightened state. Have you noticed that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why one of the teleconferences, one of the tracks of specialized mentoring is going to be focusing on refined communication skills when working with the human species.
Well, yes, absolutely, and very well put. Yeah, I would say that's something that we all need to work on, and I think moving forward, it's going to be a very interesting scenario out there. One thing I've noticed, certainly being part of Project Camelot and seeing the changes in people and also the places where they will and won't go, there's also, unfortunately, there's a lot of blocks that people are putting up right now in their own way.
And this ties into what you were just saying with the communication, because what I have found is that if you are very deft, D-E-F-T, not deaf, very deft and very wise and behave and speak in a certain way, you can get a person to go almost anywhere if they feel safe and comfortable. And the thing is, if you let them go at their level, not your level. So there are ways to circumnavigate what you said, which is so very, very true. But there are definitely things that we need to hone about ourselves, because the more people we get to go there, using air quotes, as you know, to use the term that you said, the faster we're all going to move forward.
Right. Well, and I think that also allowing, I mean, there's something to be said for the notion of two completely contradictory sort of realities inhabiting the same space. And I think that it's something where people need to accept that if people have a different viewpoint, it's almost as if they're in a different reality. And I think that there may be an accentuation of that as we move, what I feel as we move from, you know, into different dimensions.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And so that brings in two keywords, not just compassion, but the second keyword is one of the greatest deficiencies of the human race, and that's tolerance. And this is what we have to learn. You know, even if they're going to be intolerant of us, we have to learn how to be effectively tolerant of them. You know, this is almost like if you put into fast motion the evolution of, say, Cro-Magnon versus Neanderthal and a few other races, and you are going like brrr, real fast forward instead of thousands and thousands of years of evolution. This is what it's like is going on right now. It's like the species is evolving and emerging into this new aspect, and then certain ways, as you pointed out, it's going to reach a crunch. But at the same time, in other aspects, for it all to unfold, where one of the things I think the great myth is it isn't going to happen in 48 hours. It's going to take hundreds and hundreds of years to see some of the things we're expecting to see tomorrow.
Yeah, that may happen. Or it could be also the reverse of that. We could see some things that we didn't expect to see that soon cropping up all of a sudden.
And that's why we have to be so prepared, because I am fully aware of what you're saying. I know that is absolutely potential, and that's why, you know, we have to learn to, you know, it's not about controlling the wave, as you always hear me say. It's about learning to surf.
There you go. I think that's a great philosophy. We've got a caller here. Let me see if we can get this call in before the break. The area code is 949, and caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Carrie.
Yes.
Hi. I just want to say thank you for taking my call. It's actually really great that the last caller called in and brought up the Charlie video, because I wanted to mention that. It seems like all the control is being concentrated by the elite, if it's not already. And Bill was talking about them, you know, having a chance to speak to the populace about cutting back and really trying to let the world take its place, you know, being one with the world. And it seems like, I feel like, people and in their timeline won't be able to do this. And that's why they're putting in that eco-fascist grid work that's going on. Do you think that besides the people having their own sort of revolution, there's another way to stop that?
Okay, I'm not sure. I think that the question was a little convoluted. So is there a way you could, at least for me, Marcia, did you get something?
I was going to let you take it because I wasn't fully understanding. I felt like you're talking about some things that I may not be aware of, that it's in reference to something.
It's true.
I'm not quite clear either.
Maybe you could generalize the question slightly and aim it at Marcia, since she is my guest, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, sorry about that. The video that Bill Ryan put up recently about Charlie, or the man, you know, named Charlie, he was talking about working for the elite and how they have had this grasp over the power and money for so many years, and that they feel like they can take this opportunity through Charlie to speak to Bill about their philosophies and how they feel. And it seems like in doing that, they've given us a justification for themselves or a rationalization that they've given us this chance to change, but not really enough time to do it in. So that when they put in the grid work like Homeland Security and, you know, these dictatorships, they feel justified that, you know, we had the opportunity to change, but we didn't, and that it's for the good of the planet. Is there a way that the people can stand up against this, the bankers and this controlling elite, aside from rising up violently and taking the power back that they've concentrated within their inner circles?
I'm going to go ahead and jump in here, Carrie, if you don't mind, because even though I'm not familiar with the specific video that you speak of, I am familiar with the concepts which you are addressing. And I want to address it from a specific and a general standpoint, because what you're really asking about is how much are the people going to take in terms of allowing things to be done to them. And this is one of the key issues I've been bringing up with some of the people that I'm working with through my business and mentoring them to be, you know, real seed pods for the future. And one of the real failures of the human race has been is that they accept certain behaviors and things to be done to them without any objection, and sometimes almost welcome it. You know, from, you know, you talk about Homeland Security. We also, you know, if you take a look at what's happened within the transportation industry and what goes on in the flight industry for people who are flyers today, the human does not tend to stand up and say, wait a minute, stop. You know, all of their emotion and passion has been squeezed out of them to a point. And the human has to get himself to a point where he says, no more. You know, no more. And this is one of the things I'm going to jump in also from an extraterrestrial standpoint that they have watched over for us for a long time, at least in my interactions that I have had and in my teachings I've had with them. One of the key turning points for the race that they are waiting to see is for the human to stand up and say, this isn't going to happen anymore. He does not have to stand up in a violent manner. It can happen in a multitude of ways, but he has got to stand up for himself. It's almost like the little kid who's being bullied on the playground and bullied on the playground and has given up, and all of a sudden he has to learn whether he's going to either become go take karate lessons, or he's just going to become very smart, wise ass, like, you know, a John Stewart or something, and put the other person in their place. The human has got to say, okay, it's not okay anymore for these types of things to happen, but they have to learn to do it in an effective manner. But if they're not even objecting to behaviors that are being done to them that are putting them in a very suppressive state.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with a couple minutes left.
makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves, while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Marcia Schaefer about some very deep subjects. Marcia?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that what you were talking about right there with the caller in terms of the standing up at this time that humanity needs to do is a really crucial subject. And I also think that there are different ways of doing it that are vital. And there's also a different way of looking at that question in terms of just phrasing the question differently. And that's what I would like you to sort of address slightly.
Well, when you say just phrasing the question differently, I'm a little bit unclear on what direction you want to go to.
Okay, yeah. What I'm talking about is in reference to the way the caller phrased it. There is a way of looking at life that puts, the way you ask a question puts you in a position. And the way the question was asked was from the point of view of a person or from, in theory, humanity considering itself a victim. And I think that that's a really important distinction, and I know that you could address this well. So I wonder if you would address
that. Well, you know, the thing is, I won't even say about that is a lot of humanity isn't even thinking of themselves as a victim. It's almost like the boiling frog, you know, thing in the anecdote that you always hear about is where you slowly keep turning up the water and the frog doesn't realize that, you know, they're being cooked. And so they don't realize it and they keep accepting it. And so, you know, and certain aspects of society are painting such a picture of you need this to be safe, you need this to be protected. But when it comes to standing up for ourselves, we need to, again, get rid of the fear and say, all right, wait a minute now. What are we afraid of? You know, to be able to live a life takes courage. And it also should be our divine right to be able to live a life within a certain way. You know, if the founding fathers had put up with what we're putting up today, with today, they would not be a United States at all here in this country. They would have just rolled over and paid the taxes. So, you know, the people have got to be able to look at things. You know, we don't have to go to a revolution. As you said, you know, we can look at things and phrase things differently, but we have to start putting limits up as to this is not something that is acceptable. When you allow someone to get away with hell, they will get away with hell. And that's basically what has happened. We have given away our rights, our certain lifestyle, because we've been sold a bill of goods.
Okay, yes, absolutely. But there's a point of view that also has to do with the notion of resistance.
And are you talking about passive resistance?
Yes, certainly. There's different kinds of resistance, and there's nonviolent resistance.
Yeah, you know, great, good old Gandhi.
Absolutely. But the notion is here that one doesn't have to allow evil to take over the land, so
yes.
to speak.
Yes.
And that's just vital. So,
you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. And as you were pointing out, is it doesn't take, you know, a revolution. You know, there are ways that you can just live a peaceful life. But at the same time, you know, you just don't allow people to push you around. The more you allow it, the more it will happen. You know, I've been spending a lot of time recently. You know, I go back and I look through history, not just even intellectually, even psychically. And I've been spending so much time landing around, like, the late 1930s. Do you really... Now, this is an egregious analogy, and I just want people to hold on to their pants and just listen to the point I'm trying to make, is do you really think that the people who stayed behind in Poland and in Germany really thought that what was going to happen was going to happen? They were afraid of it. They thought it might, and they said, it'll never happen to me. You know, it won't. It won't. It won't. And the ones who got out, got out. I mean, you know, horrible things do happen on this planet. You know, whether they're in Europe, whether they're in Africa, whether they're in the United States. But, you know, the point where when you look at World War II and what happened with the Hitler regime was it went so far because not only did it have support, it also didn't have enough resistance to keep it in balance. And so, you know, as we're all looking at the world changing, there's a lot of us going, that'll never happen. But it does, and it can. And sometimes all it just does is to create change, all it just takes is, you know, as you're saying, is standing up. You know, you can be passively resistant, you can use political reform, or you can be a bit more aggressive, you know, but you've got to take a stand, and you've got to say no. And you can start forming a collective body of energy that says, we want to go down this other pathway, and we have a voice that has a right to be heard, too.
Absolutely. Well, you live in Arizona. You've been kind of close to the whole the shooting of Gabriel Gifford and the whole thing. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, you know, it's just been such a horrible tragedy that has riveted the country and particularly this state with the shooting that happened. But, you know, sometimes good comes out of tragedy. And the good that might come out of this will be that perhaps people will take another look at the consequences that can happen when, you know, people behave in a certain way. People say political rhetoric didn't have anything to do with it. The man was terribly mentally ill, but he was able to adapt his illness to certain conditions in society that supported his thinking in a certain way. And so, you know, with this horrible tragedy that came about, I think that, you know, if people will reexamine the potential consequences of behavior, then maybe something beneficial can come out of something horrible. You know, there's a lot to really look at there, because it also shows that along with just, you know, the disenfranchised, that there are also very unstable, polarized people out there.
Absolutely. Well, especially when they're Manchurian candidates, which is what this individual was, in my view. But we are going to have to close the show. It's been wonderful having you, Marcia.
Thank you.
Why don't you give your website one last time for people?
It's beyondzebra.com.
Okay, lovely. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, and have a great night.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome. We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Delete the all out.
American Freedom Radio.